This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with sunshine in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem, a perfect day for being outdoors and enjoying the summer. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran claims to have struck U.S.-linked targets and warned Gulf states against aiding attacks. This comes from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that the U.S. military will oversee the Israel-Lebanon agreement, aiming for future peace between the two countries. This was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has launched strikes on Iran following a drone attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, JNS details that the U.S. targeted Iranian military sites, including missile and radar facilities, after the attack on a commercial vessel. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Iran fired missiles at Israel, marking the first such action since the ceasefire. This could reignite tensions between the two nations. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Hazoni, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today that he has read the full text of the Lebanon Agreement. He believes it sets a precedent for direct Israel-Lebanon relations and emphasizes the importance of disarming non-state actors like Hezbollah and Iran. Ynet Global shared insights earlier today about the Israel-Lebanon Agreement. They highlighted the U.S. military's role in overseeing the roadmap for future peace. I24NEWS English noted that Israel and Lebanon have signed a U.S.-backed framework agreement. This agreement ties the IDF's withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament. Let's go deeper. Iran's claim of striking U.S.-linked targets follows heightened tensions in the region. The Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's foreign ministry issued a stern warning to Gulf states not to aid U.S. attacks. This escalation could further destabilize the region and impact international relations. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon agreement, Ynet outlines that the U.S. will closely monitor its implementation. This agreement aims to establish a lasting peace after years of conflict. The involvement of the U.S. is seen as crucial to maintaining stability and ensuring compliance from both sides. Meanwhile, the U.S. strikes on Iran come in response to a drone attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. I-24 News reports that these strikes targeted key Iranian military sites. This move underscores the U.S.'s commitment to protecting its interests and allies in the region. Also, JNS provides context on the U.S.'s military response. Their strikes on Iranian sites were aimed at crippling Iran's missile and drone capabilities. The situation remains tense, and further military actions could impact global oil supply routes. Finally, Axios reports that Iran's missile attack on Israel could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict. This marks a significant shift and could lead to a strong response from Israel, affecting regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Enlight has raised $2.6 billion for a solar project in Arizona, backed by seven global financial institutions. Separately, CTEC announces that Priority has acquired AI finance startup Obol, marking its fourth acquisition since the Blackstone takeover. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that internet consumption during the World Cup is nearing record levels as seen during the Lion's Roar campaign. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.